Boom. Hey guys, welcome to the Bug Out Prepper podcast. I'm Mike. I'm your host, and on this podcast today, we're going to talk about just some basics about how to survive the SHTF, the crap hitting the fan, what we call the shut off aftermath. We're going to cover an article by survival expert David Kingston. So let's get right to it. You've probably been hearing a lot about urban survival and the various aspects related to it. It may even influence you to enroll in a class or go to a boot camp and get yourself some form of intensive training, which I agree 100%. You gotta maybe take at least one class. If you can take your whole family, that's really the way to go. However, during this time, you still don't, anyway, he talks about you don't know what shut off actually means. It stands for poop hits the fan. People who prepare themselves for urban survival lifestyles and survivalists believe this is a stage when a civilization is undergoing a complete breakdown, and there's basically a breakdown from threats of civil unrest, a terrorist attack, war, or an epidemic. So if you were confronted with this situation and you've managed to pull through, now that the situation is going back to normal, you may have to move back into your own home. Or if you haven't left your house, say for the first 72 hours, and now you're going out and seeing what's on the streets, but how do you deal with that? So the fact is that it's still in your hands to at least prepare what happens to you and your family. Here are a few things that you can do to ensure that your life gets back to normal, at least it's close to at least a semblance of normal after the shutoff. Before the shutoff, you stock up on not only necessities, we talked about this before, but primarily water and ways to purify water, and food, you know, long-term food items. And there's a lot of great websites that deal with this, and I'll put some links in the description where I think, you know, these guys do a great job, and there's a number of places you could look at. By doing so, you'll be securing your future, and you'll have a more than a normal stock of things that you will need. And it's great to just buy that as a package from one of the sites. I mean, it's just a survival kit and maybe a 72-hour food kit and your basics. Just buy it as a kit if you possibly can, or take a look at them and start stocking it up piece by piece. But honestly, for the price, I think it just makes sense to buy it as a kit and familiarize yourself with it and your family with it, so that you're not going to be surprised when or if you need to, if or when you need to use it. So prepare yourself for a struggle, and don't think it will be as easy as living in the woods and hunting animals and then having them for dinner. The aftermath will be such that once the bullets and the stored food are gone, you'll be going back to the basics, just like our ancestors did. Well, maybe not quite. I mean, they'll still be. We'll be going back to some sort of basics, but there'll probably still be many methods of generating power and electricity and fire and other things, unless it's literally a zombie apocalypse, which nobody has experience with. All you can do is prepare the best you can for that. I'm talking a little bit more something that we could foresee, say hurricanes, floods, war, perhaps a superbug. Of course, we haven't really seen that globally, but we have seen that in countries and how it's dealt with. But you have to be self-sufficient. Learn how to grow your own food, how to make compost. This will help you become self-sufficient, not depend on others for the basic needs of you and your family. And I'll do a podcast or a video soon on my YouTube channel, the Bug Out Prepper YouTube channel. Let's cover that. Let's cover how to make compost and grow your own food, and put some links of some places where you could, again, buy kits that'll help you get started with that. And I recommend that incredibly highly. First off, if you're growing your own food, you can control the pesticides. less pesticides, you're gonna be healthier. You're healthier. You have a much better chance to survive anything. Not that you're invulnerable, but boy, it sure the hell makes a difference if you're healthier. So it's possible that 50% of people will be dead right after the shutoff. So you need to ensure you don't catch any infectious diseases. At least you got to prevent this from happening as much for you and your family by maintaining your personal hygiene and avoiding contact with infected persons, because a bug will kill you faster than anything, but probably a bullet. But boy, you catch a bug, you're in trouble. So you gotta be well aware of hygiene. Be self-sufficient by learning how to survive after the shutoff. There's no substitute for training in urban survival, so maybe take a class and take your family along. And it's worth it. Rest assured that your money will be well spent in the long run. And anyway, it's a pretty good article just to give you some food for thought. Like I said, nothing is one size fits all, and we really just want to share as much on this podcast of experts' opinions as possible, so that you guys can make your own decisions about what works in your particular case with you and your family. So that's it for today. That's today's podcast. Share with your friends. Go check out the YouTube channel and like and subscribe there. I also have a Facebook page, Bug Out Prepper. You guys can, be great if you come over there. I'm probably going to start some sort of Facebook group so we can share ideas in there and build a community of like-minded preppers. All right, I'm Mike. I'll catch you guys on the next podcast.